Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because life is difficult with many challenges and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies and I am here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about a profound topic and that is finding purpose in life. Finding our purpose in life is one of the deepest subjects, one of the most profound topics that we could venture into. Because the truth is, we're just here for a little while. Life is short in the scheme of things, and all of us need to know, at least on some level, that our life matters. That it matters that we're here. I had a professor that used to always say, what everyone is looking for in life is a life that matters and relationships that last. And I've always remembered that. A life that matters and relationships that last. If we are going to have a life that matters, then we have to have some purpose in life. We have to have something that we do, that we contribute in life that gives our life purpose. And so I'm going to talk about strategies today of finding that purpose. But before I get to the strategies, let me address one topic that might hold us back today. There might be people listening that would dismiss this entire topic because they assume that life does not have a purpose. That there is no purpose of life. That if we look at the infinite span of time itself, if we look at the vastness of the universe, if we look at the billions upon billions upon billions of people that have lived throughout history, what possible purpose would any of us have that's really going to make a difference? But what I hope to do today is to draw us back to a smaller vision. Yes, if we compare our life to the vastness of time itself in the history of all the people who have ever lived, what could we possibly say would be truly meaningful? But there is a micro vision of life as well. We could look at just our corner of the world, the little world in which we live and operate, and within that, all of us have a purpose. And so to those that might dismiss the topic entirely, thinking there is no real purpose of life, I'm not talking about in the scheme of the universe, in the span of time itself. I'm talking about in our little corner of the world, in the life we live, our life matters. And so I want to give you today strategies that will help you find that purpose. And the first strategy is to understand that purpose is an unfolding journey. It's not necessarily a one-time event that we just find that one purpose in life and that's what we do forever. We might have more than one purpose. There might be more than one thing in life that makes our life matter. And it might be one thing at one point in our life and develop into something else later. One thing can lead to another. If we get too focused on just one thing that is important to us at one point in life, while that may be indeed the purpose of our life right then, it may lead to problems later. For instance, if you believe your purpose in life is to raise your children and to devote yourself to the raising of those kids and to devote yourself not only to raising them but to raise good kids, happy and healthy kids, that may indeed be your purpose in life at that particular point. But someday those kids are going to grow up. And they're going to be adults, and they're going to have jobs, and they're going to get married, and they're going to have their own kids. Now, it's not that you stop being a parent, but there does come a time when you're no longer raising those kids. They're off on their own, living their own life. And so if your purpose is raising your children, there will come a time that you'll need another purpose, that your life will need to matter in other ways. And so stay open to new possibilities. Don't get locked into just one thing. Even if you know that is your purpose right then, continue to look and see what makes your life matter. Because life is just an unfolding journey. So always stay open to those new possibilities that will make your life matter. A second strategy is to do what you love. What you love, what you enjoy, is not a coincidence. The things that make you feel passionate, the things that really stir you, the things that you truly think are important, that move you in some way, that stir your soul, that's not coincidence. That is there for a reason. Those things are in your life because they lead you into something that is important for you. And so ask yourself, what do I love? What do I enjoy? What really stirs me to my core? There are things that we love so passionately, that are so important to us, that we enjoy so much, that are so meaningful to us, that we will even sacrifice for them. We will do them when we're tired. We will dedicate ourselves to it, even when it's difficult. What are those things? That's not a coincidence. It's there for a reason. I knew a lady once who absolutely loved children. She just loved children. She was great with children. Little kids just flocked to her, and she was just a natural. She loved them and was so good working with children. But because of some health issues, she was never able to have children of her own. So she started a daycare center. She owned a daycare center, and it was in a rural area, so there wasn't a lot of resources in that area. And so lots and lots of kids came through that daycare center over the years. And through the decades that she owned that daycare center, she had impact on the lives of hundreds of kids in that region because she loved children. And this was something that stirred her and gave her life meaning. And so she dedicated herself to the children all through that region. Find what you love, what do you enjoy, and know that that's not a coincidence. That is a purpose in your life. The third strategy is to think about, who can I help? Finding your purpose is not just about you. It's about the world around you. It's about making the world a better place, or at least our little corner of it. Finding our purpose is finding a way to know that the world is better just because we're in it. At least our little corner of the world is better just because we're here. When we find our purpose, when our life truly matters, we're making a difference in the lives of someone. We can say to ourselves, who can I help? Now, we can't help everyone. None of us has the ability to change the whole world. None of us has the ability to help everyone with everything, but all of us have something we can contribute. Sometimes we look at the world and we see all the problems out there and we just get overwhelmed. We think, what can I do that would make any real difference at all? The world is so big and there's so many problems and there's so many bad things that happen in the world and there's so many bad people doing bad things that it might seem like our little contribution is just tiny in comparison. And does it really matter? And the truth is, yes, it does. We need people in the world that will make the world a better place. There's plenty of people out in the world that are making the world worse. And so there needs to be a lot of people that are willing to say, who can I help? That are willing to find areas where they can have purpose and make the world a little better place. Maybe just a tiny bit. But if a lot of people do that, it makes a huge impact. If we ask that question, who can I help? We can't help everyone, but that shouldn't keep us from helping someone. We can't solve every problem, but it shouldn't keep us from making a difference where we can. And so ask the question, who can I help? And when we answer that question, go and do that. A life that matters is one that we can know the world is just a little bit better because we're here working to make it a little bit better. That gives us a purpose in life. And the fourth strategy is don't minimize your contribution. Again, the world is a big, difficult place, and sometimes our little contribution can seem small. Fulfilling our purpose, doing the best we can to make the world better, can seem very small, but don't minimize the contribution because you never know the impact that you might have. It's very possible that you will never know the full result of your effort. I remember when I was 12 years old, a man came and spoke at my school, and he told of his travels around the world. He told of his adventures. He had done so many things in his life. And I turned to my friend and I said, I think this guy's done everything. And my friend said, yeah, sounds like he's had a great life. And that moment had such an impact on me. I began to understand at 12 years old that I wanted to see places in the world. And I wanted to learn things the way he had learned things. And I wanted to be able to share what I was learning just like he shared it with me. I looked at that man and thought, yeah, he has had a great life and I want to have a life like that. I want to learn new things, I want to see things, and I want to share those things with other people. I want to stand in front of people and speak the way he's speaking. I want to share what I'm learning with other people just like he is. That man never knew I was in the audience. But to this day, decades later, I remember him. I remember him talking about all the things he had learned, all the places he had traveled, and how he enjoyed sharing that with other people. And I thought, I want to do that. He has had a good life, and I want to have a life like that. And to a large extent, I have. I've been able to travel a lot of places, I've learned a lot of things, and I get to share that with other people. I get to share what I've learned with others, just like he did. He never knew the impact he had on me, but that man affected my life when I was 12 years old. We never really know what contributions we make. We never really know the full results of our efforts. So don't minimize your contribution. Don't assume that your life doesn't matter just because you don't always see the results. Follow your purpose. Follow what you can do to make the world a better place and to help someone else. Follow what you love and what you enjoy and what you have passion for. And that might be more than one thing. It might be different things in different times of life. But when you do that, you never quite know the contribution you'll make. You never know who that might affect. You'll end up making the world a little better place. And that is a life that matters. Thank you for listening. I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programs by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I would love it if you would check out my website at markahicks.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but life can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.